Okay. We are now on the record. This proceeding is being recorded. Thank you all for your patience. Another hearing in the other hearing room went over, so we're not able to use that room. So we had to reset up in here. I just want to make sure I'll have some introductory remarks, but I want to make sure, Mr. Mahari, can you see me just fine? I'm Susan Drummond, Deputy Hearing Examiner. And can you see and hear me just fine? Okay.
Correct, yes.
Okay. All right. And when the other people will present, we'll make sure that you've got an eye on them. We're using kind of a backup laptop. This is not usually how we would proceed. There'd be a larger screen and so forth. But I think this will work today. So, but if at any point you have, there's difficulty with hearing me or seeing somebody or anything, please just speak up and let me know and we'll sort it out. And same
Okay.
with for the department, if at any point you cannot hear Mr. Mahari or if there are any technical issues, please bring those to my attention. So, a few introductory remarks, and then we'll get started. Again, I'm Susan Drummond, City of Seattle, Deputy Hearing Examiner. It's Tuesday, 1 o'clock. Well, just after 1 o'clock now, technically, or 2:10, actually, 2:10, September 9th, 2025. We are here on a consolidated appeal. I believe the department has no objection to consolidation at this point. We're hearing, I think, all three matters at starting at 2:10, essentially. And the matter numbers are 8HNL25-001, 002, and 007. This is an after-hours nightlife lounge citation, three citations for violations of Chapter 1010 of the Seattle Municipal Code. This was appealed by Pacific Northwest Soto LLC. Now, I'd like to have the parties introduce themselves. And the department, there are several representatives present. Not all of you need to introduce yourself, just the primary representatives. But Mr. Mahari, I'll start with you if you can introduce yourself.
My name is Abraham Mahari, owner of PNW Soto LLC. And I was the one who was, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. I interrupted.
No, that's fine. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay. Well, good afternoon, Mr. Mahari. And then for the department.
Yeah, Chad Wickers. I'm a tax and license inspector with the Consumer Protection Division.
Good afternoon, Mr. Wickers. And then I know there was another inspector on one of the citations, Mr. Lopez.
My name is Christopher Lopez. I'm a licensed and standards inspector, and I composed citation 002.
A good afternoon, Mr. Lopez. So it's my understanding, Mr. Mahari, that this is a mitigation proceeding, meaning that you're not contesting the three citations, but that you're requesting a reduction or waiver of the associated penalties, and there's a penalty associated with each one. Is my understanding of that correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. So given that it's a mitigation proceeding, I don't swear anybody in. So it's a little bit more, it's still formal, but a little bit less so. I don't formally admit exhibits. However, for each of the three citations, I have received exhibits from the department. For 001, I've received exhibits 1 through 8. For 002, I've received exhibits 1 through 5. And then for 007, I've received exhibits 1 through 8. Was there anything else I should have received from any of the parties but have not?
No.
Okay. All right. So we are proceeding kind of in a combination, both live and remotely. Mr. Mahari, if there are any technical issues, as I noted earlier, please speak up or wave your hands. And you can use the chat feature, although I don't have good eyes on it. Just don't submit, but for technical issues only. You can use the cell phone number that you were called on as well if there are any technical issues. And don't
No,
submit
okay.
anything on the. I'm sorry, Mr. Mahari, was that a question?
No, it's clearing my throat.
Oh, okay. All
Yeah.
right. And don't submit anything you want me to look at through the chat feature, as access for me is a little limited and we have no way to retain that. And then, in terms of the order presentation, typically on these, I will have the department present first, then followed by Mr. Mahari. Any questions or concerns before we start with the department? Nope. Okay. All right. So we'll start with the department and Mr. Wickers, Mr. Lopez. I'm not sure how you, and I defer to you all in terms of whether you want to present kind of the citation one by one, which might make sense. They're separate, but I defer to you all.
Yeah, I can just read the citation since we're not contesting it. This probably do we need to
You
go?
know, you
No.
don't, ha I mean, if you're more comfortable reading it, that's fine. I
Yeah.
can tell you I have read all three of them, but
Yeah,
however you wish to proceed, I want to make sure you're comfortable with, you know.
if you've read everything and everybody has the information, I guess we don't need to go through that process. But yeah, there's really no new information for us to add other than the citations and the exhibits that we provided
Okay.
as to the basis of why those citations were.
Okay. And if there's anything that you wish, I should have noted this earlier, but after Mr. Mahari presents, if there's anything you wish to note, then you'll have that opportunity
okay.
as well.
Great. Yeah.
I'd like to echo Inspector Wicker's sentiment. There's no new information to present.
Okay. All right. So with that, Mr. Mahari, I will turn to you. You may proceed when you are ready.
Pretty much plead my case or?
Yeah, so it's my understanding that you are looking to reduce the penalties that are associated with the citation.
Yeah.
I believe it's a 1,000 for the first citation and then 5,000 each on the next two.
Yeah.
Yes, this would be your opportunity to present kind of why your rationale for reducing those fines.
Okay, so basically, I was operating my lounge for quite some time prior to this new ordinance taking into effect. And then from there, I feel like we weren't given the right amount of time to adjust to it. It just happened pretty abruptly. And then during that time, I received a few fines. And I truly believe that these fines were intended to target specific businesses, in which they did. And then from there, I received about three fines. And ultimately, I think they're intended to close the business. And unfortunately, my business is closed. So at this point, I'm just trying to work out something with the city of Seattle to which they can drastically reduce these fines. And that's pretty much what I have to say on the matter.
Okay, so just to clarify, I think the last citation that was dated, I think from events on July 13.
Mm-hmm.
So you've closed the business since then. Is that what is my understanding of that correct?
Yeah, I closed in the beginning of August.
Okay.
So I haven't been operating for the past month, and I have no intentions of operating. So my business is closed down. The business has exhausted all their funds, and then I'm at a point where I'm just trying to work out something with the city of Seattle.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Mahari. Anything else?
No.
Okay. All right. So I'll turn back to the department. Was there anything else that you all wanted to add?
Yeah, we just have a statement.
Okay.
The Consumer Protection Division acknowledges the business's admission of guilt regarding its violation of the After Hours Nightlife Lounge Ordinance. However, we do not support a waiver or reduction of fines in this case. The After Hours Nightlife Lounge Ordinance allows businesses to remain open after 2 a.m., but only if they meet all compliance requirements designed to protect public safety. These include maintaining security staff, cameras at all entry points, weapons checks for patrons, holding a liquor license with extended hours activity, filing a safety plan with the city, prohibiting alcohol sales and consumption after the hours of 2 a.m., and following all city and state permitting requirements. Between May 31st and July 13th, Pacific Northwest Soto LLC was cited for three separate violations. Inspectors found they did not hold the required extended hours liquor license. On one occasion, they continued to allow consumption of alcohol after 2 a.m., and they were not in compliance with SDCI land use and zoning regulations. After each violation, city staff clearly explained what was required for compliance. Pacific Northwest Soto LLC had a simple option: close at 2 o'clock a.m. until they meet the ordinance's requirements. Had they done so, they would not have been in violation. Instead, they chose to continue operating past 2 o'clock a.m. while out of compliance, despite repeated warnings and opportunities to correct course. We recognize the business has since closed. However, closure does not erase the violations or their impact. The fines are not a punishment for going out of business. They are a direct result of repeated knowing non-compliance. Waiving or reducing them would undermine enforcement, disadvantage businesses that follow the law, and weaken the deterrent effect of the ordinance. For these reasons, we respectively request that all fines are upheld in full.
Thank you, Mr. Wickers. Mr. Lopez, is there anything that you wanted to add to that?
No, I have
not. Okay. All right. Okay, and Mr. Mahari, anything further?
Nope.
Okay. All right, so I will take this under advisement, and then a decision will be out. I believe I have 20 days, but certainly it'll be before then. I think it'll be next week. It will be emailed to the parties. And I'll take another look at the exhibits and so forth and consider what I've heard today. Are there any procedural questions from either of the parties?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I think with that, thank you all for your appearances this morning, and in particular for coordinating on consolidating the matter. I think it made for more efficient proceeding. And again, apologies for the having to move to a second hearing room, but I think we got that sorted. So thank you again for your appearances. We are adjourned.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'll let you. Yeah. And the clerk is going to take it from here in terms of.
Oh, okay.
Great. Have a good day.